From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A Texas judge has confirmed one death and about a dozen injuries in Rockport, where emergency crews are still searching for victims. Damage from Harvey in the coastal Texas city includes toppled powered poles, trees torn from their bases, wood framing ripped from houses, and the metal sides torn off of a high school gym. As the storm continues, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says rain and flooding is not the only concern.
There have already been reports of tornadoes, and this is just a natural component that comes along with hurricanes.
Japanese Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga said North Korea's short-range missile launches off of its east coast early Saturday posed no threat to Japan's national security. We are not able to confirm any ballistic missile entering Japanese territories or any economic exclusive zone. We were able to confirm that the launch did not pose a direct threat to Japan's national security. North Korea's missile launches took place as South Korea and the United States conducted annual joint military drills. Pyongyang considers them a preparation for war. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the projectiles were launched from the North Korea's eastern Gangwon province and flew about 250 kilometers into the sea. Suga says Japan remains on high alert. In Spain, Barcelona police say about 500,000 people have joined an anti-violence march under tight security, protesting last week's deadly attacks that killed 15 people. Medical authorities say 22 people still are being treated for injuries. This is VOA News. A radio executive in Venezuela says two stations that included critical coverage of the government have been shut down after their broadcast licenses were not renewed. Jaime Nestares is the manager for Radio Caracas Radio, one of those recently shut down stations.
What we have to understand is that in the case of 92.9 or the case of Magica, or the case of RCN, or the case of Radio Caracol, or the case of CNN, is the general case. What's happening in Venezuela are cuts to the freedom of expression and the freedom of information.
Radio Caracas Radio continues to transmit via the internet. The closures came less than 48 hours after the commission ordered cable providers to remove the signal of Colombian TV stations Caracol and RCN. President Nicolas Maduro has sharply criticized foreign news coverage of the country. Thailand's former Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat has fled to Dubai. And that is according to senior members of her party, who said the ousted leader left the country last week. Reporter Grace Lee has the details on where the former prime minister may have gone.
Sources tell Reuters that Shinawat flew via Singapore to Dubai to join her brother, former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who's also avoiding a 2008 jail sentence for corruption and lives in self-imposed exile. Police say they have no record of Yingluck leaving the country. They've issued an arrest warrant and immigration officials are on the lookout.
Yingluck faced up to 10 years in prison in a rice subsidy scheme. That plan was meant to solve the country's rural poverty. However, it wound up costing Thailand about $8 billion. Somali forces supported by U.S. troops shot dead 10 Somalis, including three children, in a village near the capital of Mogadishu on Friday. Relatives and elders protesting the deaths say the bodies of the victims will not be buried until the perpetrators apologize. The Somali army initially said no civilians were killed and that all the dead were members of the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab militia. The U.S. Africa Command said in a statement that it was conducting an assessment of the situation to determine the facts. Some 500 protesters gathered in front of Israel's attorney general's home on Saturday to demand he indict Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on corruption charges. The weekly vigils have become the vanguard of a grassroots protest movement against Netanyahu. Netanyahu has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing and calls the accusations against him a witch hunt orchestrated by hostile media. The scandal has yet to threaten his lengthy rule, but has harmed his public approval ratings. For in-depth coverage 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.